It is time for us not to worry about ice, but to go to Jaisalmer, India, and bring in the man who has never lived through a snowstorm, ladies and gentlemen, Arjun Singh. Hi, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Yeah, good morning. Where are you and what are you doing?
I just reached at home, a bit tired and exhausted. My motorbike got punctured. I was coming back from school. Oh. So I pulled it for more than 4 kilometers, and then I reached at home.
That's amazing. No wonder you're... So who fixes the puncture? What's the...
Well, I just pulled it for 3 kilometers, 3 to 4 kilometers, so it's on highway. I reached to the highway, and then there is a small, just like a small hotel. I can't say it's a hotel, but there's a one room only, and a boy who sits there, he just makes tea and sells some stuff like provision stuff. So I just asked him to just keep my motorbike in the room there, and I just, with the help of him, I had some little instruments. So we opened the wheel, and I just took it, and I just got a bus, and then I came here with the wheel, and I gave it in the city to somewhere, and then they will fix it, and tomorrow when I will go back, I will just go by bus and take that wheel, and then I will fix it again, and then I will go to the school. Because on the highway, there is no any chance for you to just get your tire fixed. So for that, you will have to go to the city. Many people, they pull it for a long time, but I really got tired because 3.5 or about 4 kilometers to pull a motorbike, and it's a tough job, and I was the only person there, not any supporter who could help me. So I kept my motorbike there, but I got my wheel, and now it's in a small shop in Jaisalmer, and he will fix it, and they will charge about, because it was like 3 to 4 punctures were there, so per puncture they charge like $1, so $3 to $4 I will have to pay him, and tomorrow I will get my tire back, and then I will go.
Okay, that's reasonable. What do you do about school? How do you get to, what do you do about school? How do you get there? Or are you
my
off?
Bus, I will go.
Okay.
I will go there. It's on the highway. We have buses there. My school is about 11 kilometers far from the highway. So there is no any vehicle for that. For that, you need your personal vehicle. So I just go on motorbike from Jaisalmer. I don't take buses, because once you go to a bus, and then where you can keep your bike there? Every day, no one can just take care of that. So I take my bike from here to a village. So tomorrow I will go there by bus, and then I will just reach to that point where my bike is there, and I will fix it there, and then I will go to the school. So it's okay, but everything is fine there. After winter vacations, we are back to school, and kids are very happy because after long vacations, about a couple of weeks, they were away from the school, and now we are back to school. So everything is fine there, and we are working hard because soon we have annual exams. But not so cold, weather is quite fine, and we can see the news, or we can see the images everywhere that the snow is falling. Even in India, it's very cold everywhere, but here, I think in Jaisalmer, weather is quite pleasant, so it's not very cold. And the other good thing for the last week, because especially when I told Gilder that, you know, Marshall serves 100 friends, and I'm among 100, and when I counted, I was about 28 to 29 numbers, so I was very happy that I was... He has so many friends on the Facebook, and we are among 100 friends, so I feel myself very happy and proud.
That's very good. And was he as well? Was your son proud of his father?
Yes, father, and he is fine now, and he is doing some, because he has an arthritis, problem of arthritis, so the joints problem, especially in that weather, but he does some yoga, so I just did something for him, and we, with the help of internet and with the help of some books, and Gildra also helped him, so we started some physical exercises with my father, and now he is feeling much better. He does all of his works by his own. He doesn't need any assistance, so he's fine, and it's okay. And my mother's definitely, my father's fine, so she's always happy with that. And just last week, she went to her parents to meet them. They live in a small village, very far from city, so she spent some her time with her parents and her brothers and cousins there, and now she's back to home. So my father is fine, so it's good for her because she's free and she can go anywhere. Otherwise, it was a big trouble for her, for us, more than 3 to 4 years. Every time he needs to be with my father because it was not in condition. My father was not in condition to get that. He can stay alone. So now at home, everything is fine. And my brother, my sister, as you know, they are teachers and they all are busy. And my brother especially, he bought a small piece of land and he wants to make a home for his own. So they are working good, earning money, and now they are making their houses. Kids are studying in the schools. They are growing up so fast. My sister's son is in class 6. My brother's son is in class 5. Girdhar is in class 8. So kids are growing up, and they are getting their studies, and everything is fine. Fine here in Jason. Good news from here.
That's great. We are always happy when there's good news from there, and we're just a little sorry that you're exhausted.
No, actually, being a teacher, you will have to do that. Otherwise, the students, when you are so comfortable and when you think that you need all kinds of comforts of your life, then it's not easy for you to teach in a rural area. It's very tough. So sometimes you face these kinds of problems, but it's okay. It's normal. It happens in your life, and you can deal with it. So maybe sometimes, thank God that my motorbike got punctured when I was close to the highway, about 4 kilometers. If it gets punctured when I was about 9 or 11 kilometers far from the highway, then I would have to spend whole night either on the road or in the village. But thank God, and everything is fine, and I just reached at home. So everything is good here.
And in plenty of time to do the show. So that's the really amazing thing.
All right, Arjun. Well, good luck with getting that puncture fixed and getting back on the road again. And welcome to my 100 list of friends, top friends on Facebook. And we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Anne. Take care.
Arjun Singh and Around the World here on Robin Hood Radio.